This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about an unusual resurgence in a surprising technology that I gotta say, I didn't see it coming. And apparently, television antennas are making a comeback. Now, they are saying that the average age of the customer, as far as a company called Channelmaster is concerned, is about 50 years old. So it may be a short-lived resurgence. But it's interesting, nonetheless, that the old rabbit ears, they have not breathed their last breath. In fact, according to the story over at LATimes.com, they're growing. According to the research by Nielsen, they said that 13.8% of U.S. homes are depending on antennas to get their television, which is up from 10.3% in 2014. Research firm GFK North America puts the number of over-the-air TV homes at about 16.4 million in 2018, and that's up from 12 million in 2014.
That's actually really low still.
Well, I mean, it is definitely low, and I don't know what it used to look like in...
It's actually a warped, if you think about it, because 300 million people, and they're talking about households.
Yeah, but how many homes
so,
is
right,
300
how many
million?
Homes, so, right, right.
And
so
maybe 100 million
It's probably
homes.
Much higher than yeah than I'm thinking.
But they do say here that about 25 million of American consumers have canceled their traditional pay TV service as of this year. So that's a good chunk. If there's, let's say three people per home. We're just rough estimate here.
Yeah, it's probably at 3.1, something like that.
Yeah, maybe. But it's like 330 million people, right? So it's not exactly 300 million. It's a little bit more than that,
yeah.
If I recall correctly. So let's just call it at 100 million households. So 25 million is...
Just pulled up a number. Yeah. Current estimate is 126 million households.
Okay. So even at that, 25 million is a good fifth of that number.
Yeah,
right? That's
one fifth.
That's a good chunk. And so as the LA Times is reporting, and by the way, it's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio here with you tonight. This is big money for the Channelmaster, which is one of the manufacturers. This is Joe Bingoche, who's the company's president, says, again, average age is about 50. Says many of them grew up in homes with the antennas from the company, one of the oldest active brand names in the consumer electronics business. Joseph Resnick, a former merchant marine radio operator, started the company in 1949 with $7,000 that he made from selling his family's cabbage farm in Ellenville, New York, a time when fewer than a million U.S. households even had television sets. Within 5 years, Channelmaster was selling $12 million worth of antennas as TV ownership exploded. The company was the so he had got in at the right time.
Yeah.
The company was the largest seller of indoor antennas throughout the 1950s and 60s with sleek mid-century designs and space-age model names such as the Canaveral. The market plummeted in the mid-1980s as consumers moved to cable and satellite to get better picture quality and then new channels such as HBO, MTV, and ESPN. This hurt Channelmaster, which went through several ownership changes and even a bankruptcy in the decades that followed. But the brand name is still recognizable to older consumers, which prompted a group of private investors to acquire the company in 2012 and focus on the emerging cord-cutting market. Channelmaster offers a DVR designed to work with over-the-air antennas, as cord cutters don't want to give up the convenience of watching programs on their own schedule. Now, that's interesting. I didn't see that coming either.
So usually I think what people are doing is they're combining something like Hulu and live... broadcast
DVR live.
Yeah. And that's how come younger viewers are also getting into this. But again, the average age, I guess, is older, but
still, you're right. That will attract them. If they know they can get a DVR on live TV and then not have to pay the cable bill anymore, that's going to bring in some younger people for sure. The products also enable consumers to stream over-the-air signals to other internet-connected TV sets and digital devices in the home. So that's a pretty slick product where you only have the one antenna plugged into this box. You don't have to split the antenna signal to five different TVs in the house. This box will just do it digitally within the household.
Okay, so there's all kinds of tech that I wasn't even thinking of that you can connect up to these antennas.
Right, yeah, that's pretty impressive. Other technology companies are courting the over-the-air users as well. This fall, Amazon rolled out their Fire TV Recast, a new version of its streaming media service that records broadcast shows when connected to an antenna. Sling Media also entered the market with an antenna-connected recorder called Air TV. And TiVo launched their Bolt OTA. So a bunch of different companies jumping in here.
Yeah, Sling TV's had stuff for ages to do basically that.
But now they're using it for over-the-air antenna.
Yeah, they're like the original company, if I'm not mistaken, that was doing restreaming, I guess.
Companies targeting over-the-air viewers say the bulk of their customers are baby boomers and Gen Xers who grew up with traditional television in a cable box. The rediscovery of free television is largely through word of mouth, said Grant Hall, the chief executive for Nuvio, a Canadian firm that makes Tablo, which is a digital video recorder for over-the-air TV antenna users. He says, typically, they'll go to a party and start complaining about their Comcast bill and how it's gone up so high and getting ridiculous, and someone will say, hey, I cut the cord, and I've got an antenna now, and I can get all these channels over the air. Many people have forgotten about over-the-air TV entirely, or recall it as a poor experience with ghosts and pictures fading in and out.
Not like that anymore.
Well, right. Now, K-Dus in our chat room here is a professional radio engineer, and he points out that digital television is a fail in urban environments as it is not as resilient against what they call multipath. And that's,
right,
as I understand it, I'm not an engineer, that's where if a television signal is bouncing off of different things and it's arriving at the antenna at different times, it doesn't deal with that real well, I guess.
It's better for cities. If you're in a city, you're going to get a signal and it's going to be in.
Well, no, what
out.
He's saying is it's actually, it doesn't deal with that very well in cities because you've got the buildings that bounce.
Right. The signal's bouncing off building after building.
Near cities, you're going to get better reception near cities.
Correct. In the suburbs, I think it would probably
work. Well, because the further away, the more remote areas, the rural areas, it's actually worse than analog.
Well, right, because remote, the signal, if it doesn't reach you well enough, you won't get anything. So that's the difference between digital and analog is you either have enough signal to get the pure, crisp picture on digital, or it will be nothing.
Yeah.
So there's not going to be an in-between like with the old analog where you could connect your hand to it, put your other hand out, and then you might get, a fraction of a signal. It doesn't work that way. Going on here, but the quality of over-the-air broadcasting improved dramatically in 2009 when TV stations made a government-mandated switch to high-definition digital transmissions offering higher-resolution images and more channels, which is the other thing K-Dust pointed out, is that instead of just having the one channel, channel 8,
right,
there's going to be like an 8.1, an 8.2, yes, an 8.3. So there's several different options.
It's actually interesting. The cable companies have highly compressed the video streams. So you'll see artifacts in digital
artifacts
where you won't see that in over the air as much.
Maybe as often, yeah. I would imagine on the secondary channels you'd probably see it more often than the main.
You probably would. But my understanding is it's better on,
I believe it,
over the air, digital than it is.
Right, because the cable TV is trying to pack in 700 channels into a certain space, and the transmitter only is transmitting 3 or 4 channels, so there's probably a lot more bandwidth to dedicate there. But then again, we're just both speaking of it without actually having much experience.
That's my understanding from people who are more knowledgeable about the subject.
Let's see here. So, again, higher quality now over the air. Quote, once viewers learn everything's different now and the picture is actually better than cable and satellite, because satellite's doing the same thing, and best of all, it's free, they become converts, says Hall. Again, one of the company execs. He declined to disclose his sales figures, but said his company's growth rate's been in line with the popularity of streaming. The Consumer Technology Association has estimated consumers will spend $13.4 billion on streaming video subscription services this year, a 42% increase over last year. So that's talking about Netflix, the Hulus of the world. Rudnick's over-the-air TV viewing supplements the programming that he watches through streaming. So he uses, we're going back to the original 69-year-old guy they talked about why he's making the switch here. He uses his broadband internet connections, which cost about $60 a month for each of his two houses, for Netflix and Amazon Prime, and then until recently he also subscribed to Sling TV's video service so he could get live things like ESPN and such. And now he's adding the television antenna to his system. There's more coming up here of the old becoming the new again. And this is Free Talk Live. You can join us if you like on the radio.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. We're talking about the idea of not just cutting the cord, but going back into an older technology, which has sort of been made new again, in the area of television antennas. Now, I'm not going to go run out and buy one of these things because I don't care about television.
Around here, I wouldn't.
But even not even if I was in a more urban environment, I just don't care about what's on television. I've never, in the entire time I've been an adult since I moved out of my parents' house, I've never had cable television. Just never did. And I, there's a different term for that, because I wasn't a cord cutter.
Yeah, I never, never did had either, it. Actually.
A cord never or something. Just wasn't ever interested. There was always more things to do online. More
I'm not willing to pay for cable service just because of the service. The companies are terrible, cable companies. I just, I can't stand them.
Oh, you really hate cable companies.
I really hate I have a passion. I have like, I don't even get me started.
Okay, I will. We'll just move on.
Maybe you and Kodan should wind up doing a podcast sometime talking about
grumpy
cable
old men.
Companies.
Grumpy guys?
Yeah.
Complaining.
Grumpy old men who are barely 40.
I think that's the Puke in the Game show. But anyway,
I don't know. I don't listen.
Let's continue here with the story. You can join us, by the way. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you're listening live, of course, if you're on as a podcast listener or listening delayed broadcast on the radio, then it's a little more challenging to contact the show. But as long as we're doing our live show, you're still welcome to call. You don't always have to call about what we're talking about. It is Free Talk Live. It's open phones all the time. So feel free to join us and talk about whatever it is that you want over here. Our toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. Oh, and by the way, thanks to the folks over at AnyPay.Global for making an amazing acceptance system, cryptocurrency, for taking cryptocurrency at a point of sale. So if you've got a cash register, if you've got a retail store, and you want to accept things like Bitcoin, BTC, Dash, Zcash, Zen, and others from your customers, then this is the way to do it. It's so easy to do. AnyPay.Global, you can go there and get your account set up. Or you can just, if you've got an Android device, you can just download the app, AnyPay's Take Crypto app. Be careful, though, when you search for AnyPay, because there's another AnyPay company that has the exact same-looking logo. It's almost identical, amazingly. And they are not the same AnyPay. So you want to get the one that's called Take Crypto.
Wait, crypto? Is it a crypto app or something?
I don't even know what it is. I've never installed it. I couldn't tell you. I don't think it has anything to do with crypto.
Oh, okay.
But it's got the exact same logo. So beware of that. Get the one that's called Take Crypto. And then you can register right there within the app. Now, the app is on the way for iOS devices. But if you've got an iOS device at your, tablet, Apple tablet, at the cash register, there is a way to get AnyPay working. You just have to use your web browser. So it's possible. Go to AnyPay.Global. Get started there. It's super easy to do. And it's free for merchants. So no fees to accept crypto. It's pretty awesome. All right, so a little bit more here from the story at the Los Angeles Times about consumers getting back into over-the-air. And what I learned tonight, in addition to the fact that this is actually on the increase, is that part of the reason it's on the increase is because they've actually put in some pretty neat-sounding technology into these over-the-air set-top boxes. It's not just a tuner. It's not just something that allows you to watch, you know, whatever live feed is on. It allows you to record it, to do the delay, you know, DVR, the digital video recording. It allows you, some of these boxes will allow you to rebroadcast it to the different TVs in your home, so you don't have to, you know, it's a pain in the butt to put up an antenna and then have to split the signal into a bunch of different rooms. I mean, that's an expensive process and time consuming. So they've really done a good job of bringing the sort of the new tech into the old world of over-the-air television. So they're talking about how it's pretty much all word of mouth is what's bringing people in here. Rudnick, who's one of the users that they interviewed, says, my yoga instructor's husband turned me on to Sling TV and they switched over to YouTube TV. The way I stay plugged into this is through talking to young people. I don't know anyone under 35 who pays for a cable TV subscription. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody who's under the age of 40, 35, whatever?
I can't think of anybody I know either
that pays for cable TV.
Who's under 35 that pays for cable TV?
Well, I guess the actual first question is, do we know anybody under the age of 35?
Yeah.
And then secondly, do we know anyone that pays for cable that fits that?
I don't know.
I can't think of anybody.
One industry that is not aggressively promoting the trend is the TV station business. Even though broadcasters have been losing audiences to streaming competitors like Netflix, station ownership groups and media conglomerates get a cut of their pay TV subscriber fees, giving them little incentive to promote over-the-air antenna use. That's a surprise. Consumers largely have to depend on manufacturers' websites or blogs, such as cordcutters.com, to learn which channels are even available over the air in their area and which antenna is right for them. Quote, we do a terrible job of explaining that your local stations are available over the air for free, says Neil Sabin, the vice chairman of Regal Broadcasting, a Chicago-based television station group. He says part of the reason is it's a double-edged sword. Every time someone cuts the cord and puts up an antenna, it's lost revenue for us and the cable company. So they're so in bed with the cable companies now, these broadcast television stations, that they actually don't want people to cut their cord and watch them over the air.
Right.
So even though they still have the viewer, they don't get paid directly for having the viewer, and then it's only the advertising.
This all goes back to why Arrow, they went after Arrow, because they were not paying a fee to the stations where the cable companies were, even though it was already being broadcasted over the air and they weren't getting a fee.
Though antennas are enjoying a comeback, analysts don't see over-the-air becoming a preferred option in the new TV landscape. Millennials have not taken to the old-school technology, as they're content to just stream video on their digital devices. Steve Koenig, the vice president of research for Consumer Technology Association, says they're digital natives, meaning all their lives they've spent doing digital entertainment reception. People lead increasingly itinerant lifestyles, and they expect to access video content wherever they are on whatever device they have in front of them. With over-the-air, you're pretty much still sitting on that couch in front of your TV. There are also limitations, according to the article here, of what broadcast TV can offer. Major sports teams have most of their games committed to regional sports channels that are still dependent on the hefty revenue they receive from cable providers.
Now, isn't that on the decline, too?
Sports?
Yeah, the sports stuff.
No, sports are not on the decline.
Sports will always be popular.
They're actually getting bigger contracts than ever.
Now, there's even other things that are calling themselves sports, like video games. So
yeah,
it's not just people playing football and baseball and basketball anymore.
Esports, right?
It's now esports.
Yeah.
And I'm putting quotes around that.
Here's a big giant video game tournament.
Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me if there's some esports TV channel. I probably just don't know because I don't have
G4.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, esports.
Right? Is it? Doesn't G4?
Don't ask me. I've never seen it. Rabid local fans of the New York Yankees or Lakers need a subscription in order to catch every game. Billy Naden, an analyst for the research firm Parks Associates, said the TV antenna resurgence is a byproduct of consumers feeling overwhelmed by the many viewing platforms available. Some are even suffering from what he calls subscriber fatigue. He says, I can't tell you how many people we know in everyday life who ask, you're in this industry, how do I cut the cord? Interestingly, it's not an easy answer. Do you watch live TV? Do you care about news? Do you care about sports? There's no one clean answer for everyone. It's a bit of a mix, and antennas are a part of that.
So apparently G4 went off the air like 4 years ago.
Oh, wow. Rudnick acknowledges there's some inconvenience that comes with using an antenna in combo with other devices to replace the cable box. He says, my wife became frustrated with it. We went out and got a really good universal remote. Remember
and
those
there
things?
There is eSports TV.
All right.
That's a channel.
That's the story. If you want to weigh in, you can. And then we go back to the even older technology of the retail store. Is Sears going to die finally? It's coming up.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump threatens to close the southern U.S. border unless Congress agrees to provide $5 billion in taxpayer funds for a border wall with Mexico, blaming Democrats for a partial government shutdown. Florida Republican Senator Mark Rubio says the money isn't just for a wall.
The Senate passed the bill that funded the government and did so because the White House told us they were open to it. And then they changed their mind the next day. And then the House passed the bill they did. That said, that the House passed was not unreasonable. The $5 billion the President's and the White House are asking for is not for a wall. It is for the top 10 priorities of a border security plan.
Rubio says he's not sure what Trump means by closing the border, but he agrees it needs to be secured. Trump has canceled his plans to travel to Florida to celebrate New Year's staying in Washington, but White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Democrats have left the table altogether. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi is spending the holidays vacationing in Hawaii. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we've been talking a lot about over-the-air television, which, of course, is technically our competition. But I'm always interested in the media landscape. You know, what are the changes that are happening out there now? We've covered, for instance, the sort of slow death of magazines.
Yep.
Newsprint, where newspapers have been either going out of business entirely or dramatically cutting their content.
Or going digital only, which we covered. City of Pittsburgh.
Yes.
No longer has a daily newspaper.
The largest city in America with no daily newspaper.
Yeah. Consolidation.
Other cities. We were just out to dinner last night, and one of the gentlemen, Chris, you and I were, Daryl's on the air, but
yes.
We were out at our monthly barbecue dinner that some of us go to, and one of the guys was talking about how one of the newspapers in his hometown in Ohio has gone out of business. So
yeah, like the evening paper or something.
Some are just, going under. Others cutting down to 3 days per week instead of seven.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a variety of ways that this has, you know, been changing, that the media consumption has been changing. And it's just interesting to look at it. So I'm always fascinated by these stories. Of course, we're here on the radio. We're also available on other formats, like you can go online. You can subscribe to our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com. We've got a couple of different variants on the types of feeds that you can subscribe to. And you can also get us on satellite. So you want to talk about over-the-air broadcast? We do that. So in addition to our radio stations, we've got over 190 stations coast to coast and beyond here in the United States. There's also what we call free-to-air satellite. And so this is a way for you to receive Free Talk Live and the other great shows on LRN.FM 24/7. in your home via a free, meaning no subscription. I mean, you still have to pay for the dish and, you know, pay for the receiver, but the receivers are like $100 or less in a lot of cases. And the dish is usually, you know, not much more than $30 or maybe $50 or something like that. It's not a lot of money to get a free-to-air satellite system set up. And then you've got access to literally hundreds of channels. Now, they're not the ones you're used to. So you don't get ESPN, you don't get HBO. You get, like, the Nigerian Television Authority. You get
Press TV.
Press TV, which is from Iran. You get Russia Today, or excuse me, RT.
RT. And I think you had said, maybe it was you, said that Al Jazeera is no longer...
They're not there anymore because they went into an agreement with cable providers, and so they are no longer available on free-to-air. But there's literally hundreds of channels. Many of them are foreign language, so that's different.
Probably a bunch of religious channels.
A lot of religious channels.
Probably the Eternal Word Television Network, BYU TV.
Probably.
A bunch of the stuff, if you've got, you know, like regular cable, but the really expanded package, the stuff that's like way down in the way up in the really, really high numbers.
And probably stuff you've never heard of before. Most of it you've probably never heard of before, but we're there. So it's one way for you to listen to Free Talk Live, because there's the radio side of it, and then there's the TV side of it. And there's a bunch of channels there, so check us out that way. If you want to learn more about how to get that, go to sat.lrn.fm, S-A-T, like satellite, sat.lrn.fm.
And if people want to help fund that, they can
there's a Patreon.
Do that, fund.lrn.fm.
Yeah, or patreon.lrn.fm. That'll get you there, and it's, you know, $2 a month. You can help us fund that channel, because it's free to receive, but it's not free for us to put our channel up there, so that costs a little bit of money every single month. But that's actually, we've been up there now for almost a decade. It started in 2010 when we got up on our first satellite over North and Central America. So basically anywhere in, you know, the United States, Mexico, and Canada, for the most part, you can receive that signal. If you're also in sub-Saharan Africa, we've got a separate satellite that broadcasts the signal there. So a good chunk of Africa, probably the majority of the continent, can receive Free Talk Live and Freedom Decrypted as well, which is your show.
Oh, right.
Chris, yeah, your show's on there too. So that's another thing that you should know about if you didn't already. So in other old tech news, the old tech of retail stores, something that a lot of these old stores having trouble. Toys R Us, what, they've been gone, what, a year now, I think, it seems like?
I think they might be coming back.
No.
Really? I think I do believe I read something along those lines.
I read something about this.
Did somebody buy the IP?
It's not going to be called Toys R Us.
Oh, really?
It's going to have a different name, but somebody did basically wind up buying a bunch of the stuff.
Did you read the article? Do you know like what exactly was going on with that?
Pull that up if you don't mind, and I'll tell you a little bit about Sears before we talk about what's going on with Toys
R Us.
Yeah,
see what you can find out about that, because I read something. I just don't know if I read the whole story.
So it may be the case that Sears has avoided complete liquidation in a last-minute bid, apparently, according to CNBC, by its chairman of the board. But here's the story that kind of prefaced what happened. Sears, this is CNBC, the 125-year-old icon has 24 hours to survive. This was written, late yesterday. The employer of more than 68,000 filed for bankruptcy in October. Its last shot at survival is a $4.6 billion proposal put forward by its chairman, Eddie Lampert, to buy the company out of bankruptcy through his hedge fund, ESL Investments. It's the only party offering to buy Sears as a whole. So they're the only bidder. There's nobody else. Nobody else wants this thing. And that was the reason why Toys R Us went out of business. They couldn't find a buyer.
Right. And I've got an article here from Fortune that says that, and this is from October, in a bankruptcy court filing, a fund of the debtors, or creditors, rather, canceled a plan to auction off the company's intellectual property. Instead, they're seeking to reorganize the assets into a new company that would maintain the current license agreements, and they would invest in a new retail operating business, maintaining the brand under a new independent U.S. business, they say is the best option for the estate.
It sounds to me like somebody wanting to go out and buy a bunch of newspapers. I mean, it's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Now, again, I did read something that said it would be called something different. This story from Fortune doesn't say what that would be.
Toys were us, says Zachary Harper in the chat room.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be a crazy idea not to continue to use that branding that they had so... I mean,
especially if you're paying for
Toys
R Us, right?
Right, but they would keep the IP of Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Uh-huh.
And
so the character.
Yeah, whatever licensing agreements that Toys R Us had with different brands to wind up selling Mattel and Hasbro and this and that.
Okay.
So
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Why would you keep the mascot but not the name?
I mean, it's such a recognizable name. Like, it seems like such a bad idea not to continue using it if you're going to open up stores.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Jay on the line. He's in New Hampshire. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live, watching us on YouTube.
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
You're on the air, Jay. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, if I were to beat the crap out of you for you calling me a liar in the public...
You're gone. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It almost sounded like that caller from Arizona, but it kind of sounded different. I wasn't so sure about that. Either way, no more. We're not allowing threats on the radio, and if I were to beat the crap out of you is pretty much close enough, so we're pretty much not going to tolerate that at this point. Going on here, so the deadline for Sears was today to submit the final offer from this last potential buyer, and it says here that as of yesterday he hadn't submitted. Well, now he has submitted his bid. And so what will this mean? Well, the hedge fund manager turned retailer has managed last-minute feats before. Due to requirements by the Securities and Exchange Commission, he'll be required to make his bid public. That stipulation could sway him to prolong the filing until its deadline of 4 p.m. today.
So apparently on the Toys R Us thing, the proposed name for the new Toys R Us, Jeffrey's Toy Box.
All right. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, and I suspect they're going to be scaled down size. I don't think
probably.
They're going to see the humongous megastore anymore. I can't imagine that's going to be their model, but we can tell you more about all of this here in moments. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you if you want to join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. Make sure you check out our Twitch channel if you want to watch us in real life. We're actually here in the studio. You can see the feed. It's in HD quality on twitch.lrn.fm. You can subscribe to that channel. Or actually, I mean, you can follow it. If you subscribe, you get to pay for that. But the subscription.
Unless you're an Amazon Prime and you've not subscribed to another Twitch channel.
That's a good point. We haven't mentioned that in a while. If you are an Amazon Prime user, you get one free subscription per month that you can subscribe. And you have to redo it every single month. So yes. If you did one last month, please come back and redo it again. We appreciate it. It's super easy to connect your Amazon account to your Twitch account because, well, Amazon bought Twitch a few years ago. And the instructions on how to do that are below the video, so if you're looking at us on a full browser, you can just scroll down below the video. If you're watching on a mobile browser, I don't know how you're going to find it. So twitch.lrn.fm, that's where you can go and watch us live. And later, because they do have archives there too, that last for a couple of weeks. All right, so we're talking about Sears and the difficulty that they are faced with here. After 125 years in business, the original catalog ordering company that became a monster retailer that we all grew up in the 80s and 90s when every mall had a Sears.
You could buy a whole house from Sears.
You really could. There were two stories.
Generally were one of the, what they would refer to as like the anchor store.
Yep, the anchor store. The end cap store.
So the mall back in my hometown in Birmingham, there was a Sears on one end, and I think it was a JCPenney's on the other. Those were the two.
And that's then, a small mall, because some of them had like four wings
and then
or whatever.
The other two, so the Sears and the Penny's were complete opposite, and then the other sides, I forget what the stores were. They had four.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Marshalls or something like that. I don't know. So Sears, though, having a tough time. They, according to the story at CNBC, they are the closest to its death that they have ever been. Should their one bidder who's on their board of directors, missed the deadline, which he won't. He did finally put the bid in today, apparently.
Was it at least $5?
It would put, $4.6 billion, I think. Okay. It would at least put Sears and Kmart on the path to liquidation. That process would take weeks, according to the guidelines laid out by the bankruptcy court. But the process has already slowly begun, with the retailer weighing the closure of 50 to 80 more stores, according to CNBC. People familiar with these developments request anonymity because the talks are confidential. Sears filed for bankruptcy October 15th with fewer than 700 stores. At that time, they said they would close 142 unprofitable stores, and then in November announced the closure of an additional 40 stores. They have continued a trend that preceded their Chapter 11 filing, which is a slow-paced liquidation. Once the nation's biggest retailer, it was also its first everything store, stocking everything from jewelry to clothing, from hardware to prefabricated homes. But the department store industry has struggled over the past half a decade as the mall has become less convenient and apparel more casual. Rival JCPenney is also feeling the pressure of this trend. On Wednesday, its shares dipped below $1 for the first time. Lambert, that's the investor, had a plan to save Sears by combining it with Kmart. Remember when that happened?
Yeah, when Kmart bought Sears.
Well, apparently what actually happened was his hedge fund bought Kmart out of bankruptcy after the discount store's 2002 bankruptcy filing. But the culture of Sears and Kmart employees were different, as were its shoppers. Cross-selling Sears appliances and Kmart's apparel proved less successful than they had originally planned. In their five-year reign, or in his five-year reign as CEO and even longer as chairman, Lampert has largely run the company like the hedge fund manager he once was, say former executives and those familiar with his thinking. That means investing less in the stores and advertising, believing such investments were optional. It also meant keeping Sears alive through complex investments from ESL. He poured millions of dollars into Sears, which struggled for years with losses and debt. And those investments came amid his strong belief in his ability to turn Sears around, in part through its loyalty program, Shop Your Way, say people familiar with his thinking. But Sears finally hit a cliff when it had a $134 million payment that it just couldn't meet. Keeping Sears afloat was easier for him before it filed for bankruptcy. His loans, while ample, had largely been protected by Sears assets like its prime real estate. However, once they filed for bankruptcy, Sears had far less to offer its lenders, and Lampert had less control. So, apparently, his company was in talks to help finance a portion of their bankruptcy loan, which then fell apart. His $4.6 billion offer to buy Sears is comprised of, talking more about the financing, which is not that interesting. So I just thought it was interesting to see, you know, where this company is going. Apparently, he did put in a bid at the very last minute, and this may stop the immediate death of Sears, but it just seems like it's over.
I have to wonder how many stores are left. How many Sears stores are currently in operation?
Well, it was over 700 as of October 15th.
I wonder how
many they're closing about 200 right
now. I wonder what they had at their height.
That's a damn good question.
Because 700 stores doesn't seem like that many.
No, that's not. That's not.
I think like T-Mobile store, they've got like 2,000 T-Mobile stores in the United States. So, I mean, there's more T-Mobile stores, but then again, I guess you don't. They're smaller stores, so.
Well, I remember reading the Blockbuster story, and I think it was like 19 or 17,000 stores at its peak back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And they're down to one.
Right.
You know? And that's a completely independent store that has nothing to do with the original Blockbuster company, except they licensed the brand from whoever it was that bought the intellectual property. Yeah. Kind of like how when Hostess went out of business. Remember that? They went out of business. Somebody bought their IP.
I just found the number. Sears had a height of 35, more than 3,500 physical stores.
Yeah.
Wow. So less than a third of what they were at their height.
Not even that. At right now, it's 700 as of October, but they're closing almost 200 of them.
Right.
So they're down to 500, basically, once they shut down all these other stores.
Right. And some of these aren't even a full Sears. So we've got like that Sears hometown thing.
Oh, right.
Right. Next to the grocery store, there's a little tiny little appliance store, basically.
And as I understand, you can also... Yes, that is a Sears location. That is a Sears location.
Isn't it Sears hometown, though?
It's Sears.
Do you distinguish between the two?
Sears Holding operates several different types of stores.
Right, and they're not distinguishing between the two. Because when you said Sears, I'm assuming the big stores.
Now, what it's not distinguishing here is whether or not they're counting the Kmarts as Sears. So
they are owned by Sears.
Yeah, but are they counting them when they're saying Sears has under 700 stores?
Right.
Is that plus the Kmarts, or does it include the Kmarts? So these are numbers I'm sure Wikipedia probably would know if we were...
I'm trying to find them.
But, yeah, I mean, this is the struggle that many of these retailers are having, as a lot of people go online for purchasing.
And it's so weird, considering that they were, like, the original internet, almost, as a catalog.
With a catalog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then at some point they got rid of the catalog, didn't they?
Yeah. I thought they still had the catalog.
I don't think so.
Didn't they get rid of the story. They got rid
it
of
might
the,
be all online, but it still exists.
Physical books they got rid of, I think. I think they got rid of.
Right, the actual printed.
Yeah, the printed version. Online, obviously, you can still go to Sears.com and check them out.
For now.
For the moment.
For now. I mean, we've seen...
I wouldn't get any of their warranties.
At its peak, Kmart operated 2,300 stores.
Yeah. I worked in one of them.
Huh.
Does it say what Kmart has right now?
I'm trying to find that.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting, you know, looking at the deaths of so many of these stores. Remember Circuit City?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's been gone for a decade, at least, I think. At this point, because I think they closed here in Keene at like 2009, 2010, so almost.
There's been a lot of tech stores that have closed. CompUSA's, I'm trying to think the one, the Wiz. I don't know if anybody remembers that. That's actually a New York.
That
one.
Was a New England.
Yeah, New England.
Daryl, you actually work out in the old Circuit City building. You go to the Planet Fitness. That's in the old Circuit City.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. That's where it was. And they completely went under.
So we thought.
So according to Wikipedia, there are 315 locations designated as Kmart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So there's more Kmarts than Sears.
No, it's not clear. We're still not clear as to how many of them
are. Well, how could it be any other way? Because 700 is less than...
There are 506 Sears locations.
Okay.
Now, that's as... Both of these numbers are as of... the Sears number is as of Q2, Kmart number is as of Q4, and some Sears locations have closed.
Does that distinguish between Sears and Sears Hometown?
No, Sears and Sears Hometown are both Sears.
Okay, all right.
So, they're both Sears.
But you will distinguish between the two.
We will continue to observe how things change as we hold on to our wonderful radio, the also very old, ancient technology that surprisingly is still highly used in the United States and around the world. So we thank you for being out there and listening. However it is that you're getting our broadcast, whether it's over the radio, over the internet, over satellite, we appreciate you being there. And thanks for listening to Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up tomorrow night. Join us online, freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.